Call, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, starring Al Jolson, Oscar the Man, Lou Bring and his orchestra, and our guest, Dennis Day.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was me singing A Few Drops of April Showers. And now I'm going to give the full treatment to an old standby we sang as we made our way to California in our covered wagons. Okay, Lou, take it away. When the wintry winds are blowing and the snow is starting to fall, then my eyes turn westward knowing that's the place I love best of all. California, I've been blue since I've been away from you. I can't wait till I get going. Even now, I'm starting to call. California, here I come. Right back where I started from. Where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawn in birds sing and everything the sun kissed me said, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Open up the golden gates, California, here I come. California, here I come, yeah. I'm back where I started from, where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawn and birdies sing and everything a sun is missing. Don't be late, oh, that's why I can hardly wait. Come on, come on, open up, open up, open up that golden gate, California, here I come.
Sang that song in the same old pep.
Oh, I thought I did,
well,
anyway.
You sure did, but I must admit it sort of surprised me. Oh, well, you look a little tired tonight.
Well, Ken, I am a little tired. You see, yesterday I took my little boy Asa to the circus for the first time.
Little Asa? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. Kids really enjoy a circus, don't they, Al?
Yes, Ken, but honestly, I don't just see how anyone can eat all that cotton candy, ice cream, popcorn, hot dogs, red lemonade, all that stuff.
Well, did little Asa get sick?
No, big Asa. But you know, I gotta tell you something, Ken. That little kid is pretty mature for his age. And I got pretty mad this morning because little Asa and his friend, they had a circus in our garage. And he charged an admission of 3 pins.
Well, there's no reason why you should be angry. All kids put on circuses and charge 3 or 4 pins.
Well, I didn't mind the circus, Ken. What got me mad was I sat on the box office receipts.
Say, Al, I was at the circus last night.
Really, Oscar? What cage were you in? Oscar, did you take your kids to the circus?
I should say not. After I took them last year, they kept crying for the animals. So for 2 weeks, I had to pretend I was an elephant.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Oscar. You shouldn't have minded playing an elephant for your children.
Try it sometime. You'll get awfully tired having peanuts shoved up your nose.
Well, Oscar... Is there anything you did like about the circus?
Yeah, I liked it when the lion stuck his head inside the trainer's mouth.
No, you must... Something's wrong there. Oscar, you mean when the trainer stuck his head in the lion's mouth.
I guess I had a bad seat.
Well, I guess you just don't have the circus spirit. Now, Oscar, why don't you go over to the Steinway Calliope and start clapping Debussy's maiden with a flaxen hair? Idea?
The maid with the flaxen hair and I broke up. So I will now play Rachmaninoff.
Same thing to me.
Rachmaninoff.
If the men in your family, and that includes Junior, are slow to eat salads, I have an answer. Miracle Whip. Mm-hmm. Top your salads with this, the most popular salad dressing ever created, and watch them disappear. Fruit, vegetable, or crisp spring greens, they taste wonderful. You see, Miracle Whip salad dressing is a unique type of dressing combining the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. It has a lively, teasing flavor, not only different, but irresistible. A can't-be-copied flavor that millions prefer. And as for that satin smoothness you envy, a special craft beater gives Miracle Whip truly marvelous texture. No wonder it's America's favorite, the one and only Miracle Whip.
Say, Mr. Jolson, who has charge of the applause around here?
Well, I do, I guess.
Well, could I have some? I'm Dennis Day.
Dennis, the last time you were here in the hall, you were having some trouble with your girl. Is everything okay now?
Oh, yeah. We came to an understanding. She married somebody else.
You made a mistake, Dennis. You should have eloped with your girl.
Oh, I was going to elope with her, but I guess she lost her nerve at the last moment.
What makes you think so?
I waited all night, and she never came to get me.
Well, Dennis, I think you should look for an athletic type of girl. You know, they're always buxom and healthy and strong, you know.
The girl I went with was healthy. She drank grape juice and had a figure like Betty Grable.
Well, what Betty Grable has, you don't get from grape juice. But tell me, Dennis, what do you do when you go out with a girl? That's what I want to know. What do you do when you go out with a girl?
Well, I drive her way up to the top of Lookout Mountain.
Yeah? Then what?
Then we turn right around and come back. I get dizzy way up there.
Well, all I can say is you're not very romantic. When I was a young fella, I took girls out and wined them and dined them.
I 7-up and hot dog them.
Well, all I can say is I give up, Dennis. You've set love back 50 years.
Well, I didn't come here to talk about girls, Mr. Jolson. Next Sunday is Mother's Day.
So what? I'm not your mother.
I know you're my father.
Dennis, how could I be your father?
Well, I don't know about those things, Daddy.
Now, stop calling me Daddy. Now, what do you want, son?
Well, I want to buy my mother something for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's a fine thought. So you came over to get a suggestion for me, eh?
No, I came over to get some money from you.
Now, Dennis, wait a minute. You shouldn't need money. You have 2 radio shows. You have your own program, and you're on every Sunday with Jack Benny.
Yeah, but my money is all tied up.
What do you mean, tied up?
All tied up in Mr. Benny's handkerchief.
I wondered why the other day, after Jack mopped his brow, it said E pluribus unum on his forehead.
You see, I need a job where I can make enough money to buy Mother a Mother's Day present. She'll be awfully disappointed if I don't get her a set of gold knuckles.
Dennis, you mean brass knuckles, don't you?
No, gold ones. Mother wants them for evening wear. Well, will you give me a job, Mr. Jolson?
Well, Dennis, I don't know if I have a job for you. But what kind of work can you do?
Well, I can give you singing lessons.
What? You give me singing lessons?
Yeah.
I forgot more about singing than you'll ever know.
Well, I'll teach you what you forgot.
I'll tell you what, Dennis. You don't have to work for me. I'll lend you a few bucks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't do that. I have a deal with Mr. Benny. I have to borrow all my money from him.
Yeah. Probably Benny charges you interest, huh?
Yeah, he confounds it.
No. You mean compounds it.
No, every time I ask him for money, he says confound it.
Look, kid, I'm sorry. I haven't got a job for you.
Well, would you pay to hear me sing?
Oh, that depends on what you sing.
Oh, don't you worry. It's old enough to be sung here.
Okay, Lou. Help this kid out, will you?
Romance. always true. All the world is mine if you will shine. Indiana moon, please do. Moonlit hours, hours of gladness, bring the love that's always true. All the world is mine if you
Dennis, what was the big discussion about that you were having with Jolson?
Well, I asked him to give me a job. I want to earn some pocket money.
What for?
I found a swell place to buy pockets. There's Mr. Jolson. I better get my disguise on.
What do you know? It makes you look just like Titus Moody. But, Dennis, do you think you should make a fool out of Al that way?
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I think Mr. Jolson is wonderful. Imagine a man his age learning to sing.
Say, Oscar, who's that you're talking to?
Howdy, Bob.
Look, old fella, what can I do for you?
Well, Bob, I want a job. I want to earn some money to buy my mother a present.
Your mother? Now, wait a minute. She must be pretty old.
Nope. Younger than I am.
How can your mother be younger than you?
Every family has its peculiarities.
Well, I really have no job to give you anyway. We have steady help at my house. There's Eric and... Well, we could use a babysitter.
Well, I'm a babysitter, Bub.
Oh, you like babies, eh?
Nope.
Then, when were you ever a babysitter?
Today. Got on a crowded bus and sat on a baby.
That's awful. The baby's mother must have had something to say about that.
Nope. Before she noticed anything, I'd been burped once and diapered twice.
But a kind-looking old fella like you must like babies. Don't you think babies are cute?
Well, look at me. Don't you think I'm cute?
Yeah, but babies are sweet, warm little things.
I have my moments.
On second thought, I don't think my wife would want you to be our babysitter. Goodbye.
So long. Howdy, Bob. Can you use a gardener?
Now as a gardener. Well, maybe I can use a gardener. Have you had any experience?
Yep. Just got fired off a job.
Well, why did they fire you?
Well, I was trimming a hedge with a pair of those big iron shears when a neighbor stuck her head through to say peekaboo.
Gosh. Gosh, what happened?
She only got as far as peek.
You don't mean you cut her head off?
Nope, but you know how some women are always sticking their noses into other people's business.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, she won't stick it in as far anymore.
Now listen, if I hire you, you'll have to be able to raise a vegetable garden for me. Can you do that?
Sure, Bob. Neighbor once wanted to know why his navy beans were splitting.
Yeah?
So I took one look and said, being that they're navy beans, they're wearing their pods too tight.
I wish you'd have stayed here another minute. You could have heard me sing Look for the Silver Lining.
Look for the silver lining whenever a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining and saw the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side.
Comrade, I am Sergei J. Popov.
Well, what do you want with me?
I am interior decorator. I have just taken a good look at you, and if your interior is anything like your exterior, comrade, you need decorating.
What's going on here tonight? Sounds like a meeting of the United Nations.
I veto. Jolson, I must decorate your house. I must earn money to buy Mamochka Day present for little Mamochka.
I wonder if this could be my brother Harry from Pinsk.
Well, then... Now, don't get smart with Russians. We are smartest people of all. We invented aeroplane, television, popcorn, cotton gin, night baseballs, the skyscraper, and electric light.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. What about Edison?
We invented him, too. What's more, we invented famous Russian radio program, Stop the Revolution. Last week, we give away big prize.
What did you give away?
Yugoslavia.
Mr. Popoff, I hadn't planned on decorating my house again, but tell me, are you really an interior decorator?
Silly boy. Am I a decorator? Here are my references.
I see. Peter Joe Buganov.
Da.
Nadia Joe Khyasne Loganov.
Da.
And Sasha Paskudny Joe Paganov. Wait a minute. How come all the middle names are Joe?
It's old Russian custom. No matter where you are, Joe's in the middle.
Now, Mr. Popov, suppose I did let you decorate my house. How would you go about it?
To lend warmth to the room, I put big picture of Stalin over your fireplace.
Oh, I have a better idea of warmth. Put the picture in the fireplace.
Comrade, do not talk like that about Stalin. Once in Russia, my friend insults Stalin.
What happened?
Let us bow our heads.
Oh, I've just had enough about this stuff. Get out of here.
As they say in Russia, how do you do?
Well, what kind of Russian is that?
Mad Russian.
Oh, now I know. I wasn't looking at you from the right angle. Ha-ha. Dennis Day, you've been pulling my leg.
Yeah, how'd you guess it? That's all the exercise, I guess.
Well, how about a little exercise for your vocal cords? How would you like to join Joy in a little song?
Join you?
Yeah.
Oh, this is wonderful. It's so romantic, singing with a baritone.
All right.
By the light of the silvery moon, I want a spoon to my honey, I croon love tune. Honey moon, keep a shining in June.
Your silvery beam is gonna bring love dream.
We'll be cuddling soon.
Uh-huh.
By the silvery moon.
Well,
I saw new cabbage in the market the other day and waste right down there for a big bowl of old-fashioned coleslaw. You like it at your house? I thought so. But what tastes better than tender green cabbage shredded just right, mixed with a little onion and celery and tossed with plenty of Miracle Whip? With its lively, teasing flavor, not too bland, not too sharp, Miracle Whip salad dressing adds irresistible goodness to even the plainest salad. And I'm not the only one who thinks so. Famous Miracle Whip is truly America's favorite, the most popular salad dressing ever created. A unique type of dressing, it combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise, has a marvelous flavor all its own. Then a special beater used only by Kraft gives Miracle Whip velvety smoothness, sheer perfection of texture. So if you'd be famous for your coleslaw for all your salads, make them with the one and only Miracle Whip.
Folks, one day a year we celebrate Mother's Day. You know, we shouldn't need a special day to remind us that we should appreciate our mothers. It only costs a penny, send her a postcard, and bring her $1 million worth of joy. So for those of you who have forgotten, here is a little reminder.
Send her a bunch of roses. Mom loves roses. Make it an extra large bouquet. Send her a bunch of roses. Red, red roses. Remember Mother's Day.
Why don't you write her a letter? Or still better, hop on a train without delay.
Maybe a few caresses, best expresses, love on Mother's Day. And if you're too far away to be there on her day, call her up, she'll be home. When she answers the ring, you'll be proud as a king with a queen on the phone.
Follow it up with roses, red, red roses.
Like to remind you if I may. Send her a million kisses, sweet, sweet kisses. Remember Mother's Day.
Good night, everybody.
Let us say, appears with the courtesy of the Colgate-Palmolive Feed Company and may be heard on his own program, A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Tune in again next Thursday to the Kraft Music Hall starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra, and our guest, Victor Moore. This is Ken Carpenter saying good night. Be sure to stay tuned to Dorothy Lamour and her guests on the Seal Test Variety Show, which follows immediately over most of these stations. You know, being a really good homemaker is much more of an art than some people think. It takes careful planning and plenty of imagination to give a family the healthful foods they need and serve them in a way they'll really enjoy. So here's a helpful hint. Serve lots of nutritious salads and top them with zesty Miracle Whip. Even the plainest salads sparkle made with the one and only Miracle Whip. Its flavor is so lively, so different, a flavor that millions prefer. A unique type of dressing, Miracle Whip combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. So, keep plenty on hand. There's nothing like Miracle Whip salad dressing made by Kraft. And be sure to listen to the Kraft Music Hall again next Thursday.
The preceding program was transcribed. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.